Adyastu mahata sargo.
Adyastu mahata sargo.
Guna vaishamyam atmanaha. Tiyastvahamo yatra.
Tiyastvahamo yatra.
Dravyajnana kriyodayaha. Adyaha.
Adyaha.
The first.
Two.
Bad. Mahataha. Of the total emanation. From the Lord. Sargaha.
Creation.
Guna vaishamyam. Interaction of the material modes. Atmanaha.
Of the supreme.
Dvitiyaha.
The second.
But ahamaha,
false ego.
Yatra,
wherein
dravya,
material ingredients,
jnana,
material knowledge,
kriya udaya,
awakening of activities,
work.
Of the nine creations, the first one is the creation of the Mahatattva,
or the sum total of the material ingredients, wherein the modes interact due to the presence of the Supreme Lord. In the second, the false ego is generated, in which the material ingredients, material knowledge, and material activities arise. Purport. The first emanation from the Supreme Lord for material creation is called the Mahatattva. The interaction of the material modes is the cause of false identification, or the sense that a living being is made of material elements. This false ego is the cause of identifying the body and mind with the soul proper. Material resources and the capacity and knowledge to work are all generated in the second term of creation, after the Mahatattva. Jnana indicates the senses, which are sources of knowledge, and their controlling deities. Work entails the working organs and their controlling deities. All these are generated in the second creation. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Kristam Sthapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Maitam Tathati Shapalantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Shagrashatam, Shaganat Bhagavatam, Vitamstam Sajivam, Shadvaitam Shavatutam, Parijanam Sahitam, Krishna Ketanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Shaganat Nika, Sri Shaha. E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Prabhu Gatmate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Bhagavati Radhe Vrindane Shri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Vancha Pottaru Vyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Pratita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Bhavatas Sargo Gunavaishamyam Atmanaha Tvatiyas Tvahamo Yatra Dravya Ganapriyodhyana.
We're dealing here with the different divisions or different stages of creation that take place. The first several of these take place as creations by the personality of Godhead, Sarva. They're creations by the Lord. And then later creations take place as Visarva, or further elaborations, further arrangements by Lord Brahma.
Adya tu mata sarva gunavaishamyamadva.
The first thing is the creation of the mahatattva, or the sum total of the material ingredients. It's identical with pradhan. Material nature has two stages, pradhan and prakriti. Pradhan means the material elements in their inactive stage as ingredients of material nature. And prakriti is the activated stage of material nature in which things bubble and cook.
Gunavaishamya Atmanaha.
The modes interact due to the presence of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, nothing interacts, nothing happens. Everything happens due to the presence of the Lord. The Lord's presence is represented or felt or in terms of time. The Lord is present as time in the material world, and by His energy, adhyaksha, maya adhyakshena, by His glance, by His supervision, by His empowering energy, things start to happen. Then you get prakriti, or the activated stage of material nature. And then you get the second creation, in which the false ego arises, and from the false ego everything proceeds. The mind, the intelligence, the senses, the sense objects, all of them proceed from the false ego. From false ego, the false ego is manifest in goodness, in passion, and in ignorance. From false ego in goodness, the mind is generated. From false ego in passion, intelligence. And false ego in ignorance, we get the senses, and gradually from them, the sense objects, two kinds of senses, the working senses and the knowledge gathering senses. And also we get, first of all, sound, ether, sense objects, all of these things proceed from false ego in ignorance. So in that sense, the false ego is the beginning of material existence. But the first manifestation is pradhan, or mahatattva. This is all described more elaborately later in this canto, in the 25th, it is, chapter, 26th chapter, where the principles of material nature are more elaborately described by Lord Kapildev, the son of Devahuti. He says, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead impregnates material nature with His internal potency,
material nature delivers the sum total of cosmic intelligence, known as Hiranmaya. So the comparison is here. The Lord glances, his glance creates tasmin garbham tatamyaham, sambhava sarvabhutana, in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, that his glance creates the possibility for the birth of all the living beings. He impregnates material nature, and material nature delivers. That which is delivered is the cosmic intelligence, sum total of the cosmic intelligence, which is identical with the Mahatattva. The Mahatattva is described here as the sum total of material, of cosmic intelligence. And this takes place in material nature when she's agitated by the destinations of the conditioned souls. Daivat shubhitatam ya. Daivat means their destiny. Swasyam yonau, in the womb of material nature, the Parakuman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adhatta viryam sa sutta. He impregnates material nature and she delivers the Mahatattva. Then, after manifesting variegatedness, this effulgent Mahatattva, which contains all the universes in itself, swallows the darkness that covered the effulgence at the time of dissolution. I won't elaborate on that. Yes, I will. A man is sleeping at night, everything is darkness, but he wakes up, and then everything is restored. Things become manifest again when he's awake. So the material ego, when the material ego is present, things start to happen. Then, the mode of goodness becomes manifest in the Mahatattva. Pure goodness, it seems. And it's described as being like water in its natural state before coming in contact with earth, clear, sweet, unruffled. In this way, consciousness is manifest, serene, clear, free from distraction. Then, mahatattvat vikurvanad bhagavat virya sambhavat, kriya shaktir ahankaras trividasam apadyata, vaikarikas tayajasas tamasascha yato bhavaha manasaschendriyanam cha bhutanam mahatanapi. From material, the material ego springs up, which comes from the Lord's own energy, and it has three kinds of power: good, passionate, and ignorant. From these evolve the mind, the senses of perception, the knowledge-gathering senses, the active senses, and then the gross elements. False ego is identification of the body with the self. It's a very subtle thing. We have earth, which is quite gross. You can take a clod of it and throw it at somebody, or you can build buildings with it. Then you get water. It's hard to take water and throw it at somebody. You can't build anything very stable out of water. It's too subtle. Fire is still more subtle. Earth, water, fire, ether is so subtle that they're still debating whether it exists. Mind, more subtle. Intelligence, more subtle. The false ego is so subtle. It's the touching point of matter and spirit. It's so subtle that it's very, you know, like if you take your finger and your thumb and put them together,
where they touch is a very subtle place. You know, your fingernail and your skin and all of that, that's fairly gross. But the touching place of the two, quite subtle. If you close your eyes and touch them together and wonder where that place is. It's there, but it's subtle. So the touching place of matter and spirit is false ego. What is that touch? The living entity whose jnanima is full of knowledge by nature identifies himself with dull matter. Then he becomes a fool. It's a very interesting point that Srila Prabhupada makes here in the 26th chapter. Not only must one come to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness, but one must also be very careful. Any inattentiveness or carelessness may cause fall down. This fall down is due to false ego. We're all familiar with that. Someone starts manifesting false ego and then his pure consciousness goes to hell. And Prabhupada comments, from the status of pure consciousness, the false ego is born because of misuse of independence. We cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. Factually, there's always a chance that this will happen. And therefore, one has to be very careful. This is, interestingly, a restatement of an issue that came up the other day, the ever-present issue, how can a living being ever fall from the spiritual sky? Really, it's restated here, the spiritual sky is not mentioned, but pure consciousness is mentioned. From pure consciousness, false ego arises. You can spend as much time arguing about that as you can about how a living entity might fall or not fall from the spiritual world. How from pure consciousness, if it's pure, how do you get false ego out of that? But Prabhupada says, can't argue about it. There's always a chance that it will happen. Pure consciousness, that false ego arises. And Prabhupada attributes it to misuse of independence. How does misuse of independence arise from false consciousness, from pure consciousness? But there it is. Pure consciousness, and then Prabhupada says, inattention, turning away from Krishna, it comes. This is false ego. Then all of these things come as evolution. That will be described later in the Bhagavatam quite in several places. There's a transformation that takes place by the energy of the Lord, and from false ego and goodness, the mind comes, which gives rise to desires. Thoughts and reflections give rise to desires. And then from transformation and passion, intelligence comes. And intelligence involves ascertaining what is what's the nature of things. It also involves doubt, misapprehension, correct apprehension, memory, sleep. These are all different functions of intelligence. You don't get enough sleep, your intelligence will work. Doubt is a function of intelligence. If you have no doubts, you're probably not very intelligent. Then the false ego and passion produces the knowledge acquiring senses, the senses of action. And then from the ignorance, sound is manifested. Then ether and the sense of hearing, and then all the other elements evolve from there. So really, from false ego, you're getting sound and the sense objects one by one by one by one, and the corresponding senses and the intelligence and the mind. In other words, the entire material picture is all expanding from false ego. The beginning point is false ego. Asanga hiyam purusha. The living being has nothing to do with material nature. He has no factual relationship whatsoever with material nature. But he's imagining that he has a relationship. That imagination is the cause of his material existence. That imagination is the cause of his material existence. Like the troubles of the person who's dreaming something, or the happiness of the person who's dreaming something, either way. The source of whatever it is the dream. He's dreaming that I'm a king, or that I'm a prisoner, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. From the dream, so many things happen which have no real existence, but they seem very real. In the dream, these are my the people I'm associated with. This is the action. This is what's going on. But in a dream, I'm this body. This is my wife. These are my children. These are my parents. These are my cousins. This is my country. This is my house. This is my money. This is my this. Janasya mohoya mahamamiti. All of this is expanded. Where? From the first illusory point that I have something to do with matter. I have nothing to do with matter, but I'm imagining what I do. That imagination is the cause of material existence. And Krishna consciousness means returning to pure consciousness, returning to the understanding that I'm not this body, that I have nothing to do with the stuff associated with this body, even people associated with this body. Therefore, the Vanaprastha ashram is recommended. Why? I've established these deep relationships. This is my wife. This is my husband. This is my. These are our children. This is our house. This is our credit union. This is our this. This is our that. And one has to get free from all these things. Maharaj Priyavrata was ideal king. At the request of Brahma, he married, and he seemed to be just like an ordinary materialistic person in some ways, but he was fully Krishna conscious. And at the later stage, he basically said, well, what have I gotten into? And withdrew from all material affairs. That's prescribed in the Vedic culture, that one should remove oneself from these relationships and reestablish one's exclusive relationship with Krishna. Ultimately, as pure consciousness, I'm servant of Krishna. That's where my relationship is. So, by the time of leaving this body, one has to have that understanding, have that practical realization that my real identity is that I'm Krishna Das, Jivarshwarupoya Krishnarayanatyadas. I'm in the marginal position, and somehow I've gone over the margin. I've attached myself to this material energy, but my real business is to attach myself to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then I can get free from material existence and resume my healthy activity as a pure conscious being. Any questions?
Loud. Like point that from false ego in goodness, mind
We normally think of intelligence as higher than the mind. So how is it that the mind got generated from the higher mode and intelligence from the lower mode? I don't know. But that is, it's not an editorial error. That is the way it happens. Yes?
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
I heard the explanation that because passion is active and intelligence is active and mind is inactive, so therefore the mind is removed.
I don't know, my mind gets pretty active sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not active.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, don't you? Maybe. I haven't seen an authoritative explanation, I can't say. Yes, ma'am?
I asked the same question about
Vidya Purnamar.
My mind is so dull, I can't remember to give a detailed explanation.
Who gave a detailed explanation? Vidya, she would be the person to give a detailed explanation. But your mind is so dull that you don't remember. Well, maybe that means the mind is in goodness. It's kind of. But that is very bad. You have to ask him again and then write it down. Some other question? Some other answer? Yes? Is it all material universes or separately for each material universe? As far as I understand, it's total. It's the total material energy. So total material energy means all the universes are there. It's not just for this one. As far as I understand. Some other question?
I'm wondering where is the particular point where the secondary creation starts.
Where does the secondary creation start? Okay, let's take a look at that.
After the senses and the elements and everything is generated, or is it before? Or already from
us? No, it's before. The second one is the false ego. In the third creation, you get sense perceptions, and fourth, you get the knowledge and working capacity. And then you get the controlling deities, and then you get other things coming along. So it seems you have to get the false ego first. You can't get the senses and the mind and all of that before the false ego. False ego has to come first. Just like in, I have this body, with a certain set of senses and a certain kind of mind. Why do I have this body? Because I have a certain kind of false ego, or a false ego that's developed in a certain sort of way. So because of the false ego, the mind has formed, and manaschayam upasevate, I didn't bring my book. Someone have a Bhagavad Gita? It's in the 15th chapter. No one brought a Bhagavad Gita. Okay. But without a book, the numbers don't matter. Anyway, the meaning is that around the mind, the senses gather. The living entity picks up a particular kind of living entity picks up a particular shrotram sparsha chakshanam cha. There we go. Thank you. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam pranam eva cha. Adhisthanam manaschayam.
Vishayan is the same thing. It's really amazing. As soon as you touch the book. I don't know how that happens, but it happens a lot. That's it. Around the mind, a particular ear, set of ears, shrotram, chakshu, particular eyes. You might get the eyes of an eagle, or the eyes of a bat, or the eyes of anything. It's a particular kind of ears, particular sense of touch, rasanam, particular tongue, particular sense of touch. Adishtanam manaschayam. Vishayanupasetayana, corresponding in the set of sense objects. You know, we're interested in a particular sense, kind of sense gratification. Other people are interested in another variety. Animals have a whole different idea of what's gratifying to the senses. Where does this all come from? It all comes from the mind. Without the mind, you don't get... Therefore, if the mind is pure, if the mind isn't thinking, I could enjoy this. If the mind is thinking of serving Krishna, then you get a body by Krishna. So you get a spiritual body for rendering devotional service. The mind is identifying itself as part of the spiritual energy, connecting itself with Krishna. Then you get restored to your spiritual body. Otherwise, the mind is thinking about something. And so it gets something. As long as we're thinking of something in this material world, we have to come back and try to enjoy. So the starting point there is the mind, but the mind proceeds from false ego. So the false ego is the original point there on which the whole material existence is built, or from which it proceeds. Yes?
False ego comes from wrong association.
False ego comes from wrong association. Which one?
It's false ego and wrong association the same thing. That is what I understood today from your lecture.
I couldn't quite hear. Could someone relay that?
From your lecture now, I understood that false ego is no different from bad association.
Yeah, false ego is bad association. It's not exactly that false ego comes from bad association. False ego is the bad association. I associate myself with matter. Just like a child associates himself with, you know, the wrong crowd, you know, bad people. Then that becomes the cause of, you know, he goes out doing whatever it is that bad kids do. Why? Because he identified himself as part of that crowd, and that crowd is doing that kind of stuff. So he doesn't do that stuff. He doesn't develop a sense of this or that because he's doing that stuff. He associates first. Then the association becomes the cause of this, that, and the other thing. Beginning is the association. Or just like a so-called love in the material world. What's the beginning? Association. Dhyayata vishayapam samsangasteshu vijayata. The beginning is, of course, meditation. But meditation is the beginning of association. They haven't said hello to one another yet, but somebody's meditating on somebody. And from that, next thing you know, Shakuntala is born. So the beginning point is association, and yes, this false ego is association. It's the association that the unnecessary, invalid association between matter and spirit. Spirit has no business being associated with matter. But when it, for no good reason, associates with itself with matter, then this pure consciousness associates itself with matter, that's false ego.
And you know, how does a pure conscious living being do such a stupid thing? How can a person who's in pure consciousness identify with matter? That's the question that Prabhupada raises here and says, you can't argue about. But somehow or other, the living being who's constitutionally pure consciousness identifies itself with something which is not at all, which is not even conscious. What to speak of being purely conscious? He identifies itself with a lump. Okay, the subtle lump, he identifies himself with the mind, the body, but he identifies himself with matter. Makes no sense, no reason for him to do such a crazy thing. But that's what happens. Yes?
So, Paul Tingle is the cause that the living energy identifies with matter.
False ego is the identification of matter. It's not the cause of, it is. When I identify myself as matter, that's false ego right there. I'm thinking I'm something I'm not. That's false ego. And we see, of course, in its gross manifestation, somebody thinks he's, you know, the biggest guy on the block. But it's a very subtle thing. The living being who is pure consciousness steps out of pure consciousness. He looks toward the material energy and thinks, that's for me. Something like a brahmachari, you know, sees a girl and thinks, gee, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be a householder? You know, he's a little inattentive or a little attentive the wrong way. And his consciousness changes. Bashing householder life, I'm just giving an example how from one kind of consciousness another kind of consciousness develops. A living entity is pure, he's pure spirit, his relationship is with spirit, his relationship is ultimately with Krishna. But from that pure living entity, this notion arises that I have a relationship with matter. I do. So like sometimes we find in Krishna consciousness that someone who's been practicing and developing Krishna consciousness, chanting and hearing and cultivating, starts developing these ideas about getting in touch with his inner self and getting in touch with his feelings and, you know, all that kind of, you know, what about me and what about who I really am? What about, you know, all these aspects of myself that I haven't been saying yes to, that I've been saying no to all these years? And from pure consciousness, he starts turning toward, well, what about my sense gratification? And not only, but he doesn't think, what about my sense gratification? He thinks, this is a necessary part of Krishna consciousness. It's a very subtle thing, isn't it? You know, it doesn't start off as like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and break the four regular principles. That's what I'm going to do. No, he thinks that, you know, I'm being artificial. There's a part of myself that I'm not acknowledging. What is that part of myself? Of the mind. And from the mind it comes to, we pull the intelligence in here. The intelligence is active, it can be explained that way, and the mind is just this way or that way, but the intelligence gets in gear and starts working on it and says,
seems to me that actually you've been denying what's really a very important part of your personality, and psychologists have told us, and we know from experience, and we can understand actually from the 19th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, and then the senses start working, and pretty soon he's in full gear. But it starts very subtly. Subtle identification with matter. Yes.
But then we can also think of the amazing power of the holy name, by just chanting the holy name, all this can be given up.
Yeah, this is the good side. That by chanting Hare Krishna, Enecho Shoti Maya Nashi Birlaki, Harinam Mahamantra Laktuni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, you're like, ooh, what's come over you? You've, like a witch has got you or something. Pisachirakola, you're like haunted or something. You've got this strange idea that you're this body, that life is meant for sense gratification, that you belong to this material world. But I've got the charm that will destroy this illusion. You get people who are mad and they just, something happens to them and everything is a little bit just 10 degrees off. But somehow if they get the right treatment, they're back in the groove. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I've brought the right medicine. You take this Maha Mantra, you'll be cured of this mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Excuse me?
Just one small question. The way this generation takes place, like from false ego, then mind, and this thing, when we transcend, when we do the reverse process, is it the what is the first thing that is the most difficult to transcend?
There's no difficult. Chant Hare Krishna and go. Nothing's difficult. That was the last one. We have to go. I have to teach a class. Yeah, you chant Hare Krishna and you think I'm a servant of Krishna, that's really good. All right, thank you all very much. All great decision. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.